Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 122. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. And today I want to talk about how to get back your motivation. I know I talk about, you know, staying motivated, staying inspired, who's inspiring you to be great. You know, I've, you know, done all of that, but I've never delved into like what happens when we lose our motivation, right? And motivation is more of generating new ideas, setting new goals, focusing on your dream, staying driven, and staying positive, right? But the reality of our lives is we lose motivation at times, and we're tired, lethargic, uninspired, unmotivated, and it can be due to a plethora of things going on in our daily lives, right? And we all go through it. It's what makes us human. It's not necessarily a bad thing. But here's how you can get your motivation back. For starters, what is causing the lack of motivation? Try to dig deeper into, you know, what has you where you are. And once you can identify that problem, then you can, you know, work on solving that problem so you can get back to, you know, what you are working toward. Now, if you don't have any major issues going on in your life and it's an issue of being uninspired, you might want to change your routine. And, you know, while routines are great, sometimes we tend to, you know, break out of that mold to find inspiration again. And, you know, we might need to go out into the world, do things that, you know, will get you inspired and motivated again. You know, a lot of times, you know, we are, you know, so caught up in our lives and, you know, we're always on the go and what's next and what do we have to do? And, you know, we all have, you know, so many responsibilities that we have to deal with, you know, as adults, and a lot of decisions to make daily and finances to maintain and, you know, whatever, you know, that you're going through and dealing with in life. And sometimes, you know, we're working towards something and, you know, we're sticking to our routine and we don't even realize that sometimes we do need to change, you know, certain things to get back to, you know, having that drive to keep going, right? I mean, for me, sometimes I change the music that I listen to. I go for walks, I sit in certain places, just to think and, you know, to get inspired. Sometimes I may change my gym schedule or I may change my gym routine, you know, and I go to the gym 6 days a week, certain days I do certain things, but sometimes I may switch it. Like Friday, Saturdays, Fridays is leg day, Saturdays is arms and shoulders. I may switch it just to change my body and throw my body off for a moment. Sometimes, you know, I may go to the pool instead of going to the gym. May change things a little bit, change the way my body feels, get my mind refreshed. Sometimes I don't watch TV at all for 2-3 days in a row. Just to break out of that, you know, sometimes I may read something or I may watch something, you know, on YouTube that may get me inspired. Sometimes I may run into somebody and get inspired and have a conversation with them or whatever the case is. People inspire me to write stories a lot of times. I learn, you know, through other people and their lives and their stories. So that's kind of what gets me motivated. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes you may need to change things up from week to week. Now, I mean, your work schedule may be your work schedule, right? But sometimes you may need to change things up what you do after work, you know, if you're able to. Sometimes you may just need a day to yourself, you know, just to figure out like, okay, how do I get myself back to what I was doing? Because sometimes the routines are great and it works, but after a while, you know, it becomes monotonous. And then you're trying to figure out, like, how do I break out of the monotony of life? And life tends to do that to us. You know, you got to think, you know, everything is scheduled, you know, for the most part. You're allocated 35 to 40 hours a week at your corporate job or whatever the case is. And if you own your own business, you're allocated even more of that, more time than that. If you're a business, if you own a business and you run your own show, you're working 50 plus hours a week. I won't even put an average on that, but you know, you're waking up at a certain time and you're getting yourself ready for your day. You know, if you have kids or a child, you got to get them ready and you got to get them to school or you got to get them to the babysitter or whatever it is. And then, you know, if you're remotely working from home, that benefits you in some ways and sometimes it doesn't for others. So by the time you go through your whole day and, you know, you do all the things that you need to do for yourself and you're tending to your significant other that you may be in a relationship with or you're married to or dating or whatever the case is, it's how much time do you have to yourself to kind of get motivated to do the work that you need to do to get you to where you need to be, to where you can walk away from corporate America. So it's all of these things that are going through your mind on an everyday basis. Sometimes we really need to declutter our mind. We need to recalibrate our brains. Sometimes doing Reiki healing or yoga or going to the gym and working out, doing a different workout, going for a run, riding a bike, sitting in the sun, going in the pool, going to the beach if you live near a beach. Whatever it is, you know, that will kind of get you refreshed all over again, get your mind refreshed. That allows you to get yourself back to being motivated again. It's not necessarily anything in regards to work. No, it's doing certain things outside of the realm of your work that will get you motivated again. Sometimes you need to recharge your battery in order to get motivated again. There's going to be days or weeks where you're not motivated. And, you know, as a writer, as an author, I'm not always inspired to write. I'm not. Do I force myself to do it? No, I don't. I do it on my own terms. And sometimes, you know, I'll get ahead of schedule and then I'll say, okay, I can take time off and I can take a little bit of time off and go focus on other projects, recording these podcasts, working on blogs, or thinking of something innovative that I can do it myself. And sometimes it's resting myself. And that's something that I've been trying to do and I'm working on. And it's not easy, but I do it because it's what's going to keep me fresh and it's what's going to keep me going. So just know that I go through struggles too. I go through times where I'm not motivated. So I don't think like every week I'm coming on here and, you know, I'm rah-rah and great and, you know, I've got all these great ideas and, you know, I'm like, all right, great, let's go. No. I'm not. I'm really not. I go through things. I'm just as normal as you guys are. You know, with all the content that I create, it looks easy. It's not. I don't really have time to like be on TikTok creating videos. I don't really have time to, you know, I mean, I do have the time. It's just I don't feel the need to be entrenched and engulfed on creating TikTok videos all the time and creating YouTube videos all the time and constantly being engaging on Twitter and constantly posting things on Instagram. It's just not my thing. I know that, you know, I have my own road that I'm going down and, you know, it's working for me right now and I don't feel the need to like want to do what everyone else is doing. That's another thing too. I don't get caught up in doing what everyone else is doing. That has allowed me to continually create the content that I am creating. Because how often are you hearing a podcast on a weekly basis, you know, where an author is really sharing what's going on in his or her mind, what's keeping them motivated and inspired, and they're going through the process of sharing how they write their books. That would be like hearing from a motivated and inspired music artist who, you know, and they're going through their process of creating YouTube videos and, you know, showing people the process of creating songs and how they go about it. but they're not, you know, really doing it every single day, every single week on a consistent basis of, okay, this is how I literally created this whole album. It's some artists are getting to that place where they're doing that. They're giving, you know, a lot of people that inside scoop. But a lot of times music artists don't want cameras in their face while they're recording an album. I mean, that's not the truth, because then it takes away from, you know, people looking forward to an album also. But what I will say is that even if things aren't going the way you'd like, you know, kind of stick with your path, especially if you're striving for greatness. Stay the course, especially if things are going slow, they're not moving as fast as you'd like. And it's been that way for me for years. And I'll continue to work harder, you know, to get to where I want to be. And I want you guys to do the same thing. So that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening as always. Stay tuned for Book Insight Friday. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.